once again to naturaldocradio.com. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm here to share some health tips about the best foods that you can choose to have in your diet on a regular basis, because these foods actually are like medicine for your body, medicine for your brain. All of the different systems of your body depend on being well nourished. And here's a list of foods that are so much a support to nourishing the systems and cells of your body. We're going to do beets, blueberries, broccoli, cabbage, cantaloupe, and carrots. So those are the foods on the agenda for today. Beets, let's start right there. So amazing. Beets are medicine for your liver. I talk to so many people, and what they have to say is, oh, they're looking for milk thistle. They want to take care of their liver. And I tell them, eat beets. I tell them, drink some beet juice. Not a lot. Maybe just an ounce of beet juice does so much for your liver. When you have supported your liver almost medicinally with the beets every day and the beet juice or the beet extract in capsules if you don't want to consume the beets. But if you start using the beets on a semi-regular basis in your diet, you're going to find that beets are very, very supportive of a very balanced blood pressure. So if you're taking blood pressure medication and still your blood pressure isn't so very well controlled, so nice and stable, that's the watchword with regard to blood pressure, stability. That's one of the benefits that you'll get consuming beets, balancing your blood pressure. Then, when you start to think about some of the components that you find in beets, they actually help to fight cancer cells. So what that component in beets tends to do would be minimize the possibility for the kind of changes that happen within the cell leading to uncontrolled replication. So the beets are a very, very nice foundation to combating the changes in cells that ultimately lead to cancer developing. Beets have all of the different minerals and the fiber that are supportive of bone strength. So again, people out there taking milk, taking dairy products, taking different calcium magnesium formulations to support bone density, eat your beets. Very, very supportive of strong bones. The beets also contain components that help to strengthen and protect how your heart functions. And ultimately, because of the effects that beets have on your liver, that enhances your metabolism. When your liver functions at a very, very high level, then you are going to have a more efficient metabolism. Ultimately, the translation is aiding weight loss. So you're going to have a support to your weight loss. And one of the things that people say to me all the time, well, aren't beets high in sugar? Yes, they have a very significant sugar content, but they also have a very significant fiber content. So that fiber-sugar situation, you're going to fuel your cells, and you're going to have the fiber pull from your bloodstream that excess sugar. So you're getting balance to your blood pressure, balance for the minerals that are going to enhance bone strength, balance for heart function, and support and balance to your liver and ultimately your metabolism. Okay, here comes the favorite, the blueberries. Oh, the antioxidant benefits of blueberries, and you can have the blueberries fresh. You can have the blueberries frozen. You can have blueberries in your juice. You can have blueberries in your smoothie. And the benefits, so important. Actually protecting your cellular DNA from free radical damage. What could be better than that? And because of that DNA protection, what you get with the blueberries is a support to your immune function and actually being protective, exerting a protective effect against cancer. The fiber, the minerals, all of the nutrient content in blueberries, if you're dealing at any time with constipation, blueberries are the one to turn to. Very, very interesting information about fiber content in your diet. We know that 30 to 35 grams of fiber per day in your diet is so critically important and aids in preventing constipation. But you think about it, some of those very commonly used fiber supplements and very, very highly advertised fiber supplements, keep in mind that is derived from wheat that has been saturated with that glyphosate, the nasty chemical that unfortunately has been sprayed on so many of our different foods. And there's just information recently coming out in the news media about the level of glyphosate contamination in so many of the wheat products and some of the fiber formulas that are being highly marketed, very, very significantly contaminated. So if you're using any of those products to prevent constipation, you might think about adding blueberries to your diet, because here you go, you're getting a benefit with regard to the constipation, but then you're getting a benefit to your memory. You're getting a benefit to your immune system. The substances, antioxidant benefits protect the cells of your heart. You have, because of the fiber in the blueberries, the ability to stabilize the blood sugar. There is information that shows blueberries are supportive of memory function. So here's DNA protection from free radical damage, blood pressure equalization, and ease of elimination, preventing constipation. The whole profile of such significant health-supporting benefits from blueberries, and then they're delicious. They're appealing. They make a beautiful addition to so many different things that you might be preparing in your day. If you're making some high-fiber oatmeal, not in the microwave, you can add some cinnamon and some blueberries, and it's delicious. If you're using organic, plain, whole-fat yogurt, adding some vanilla extract, a little bit of cinnamon, and the blueberries, again, absolutely delicious. So a broad spectrum of health benefits and delicious addition to your diet, too. Okay, here comes one that I talk to a lot of people, and they say that they eat it all the time, and it might be a little bit more difficult to put into your diet, and you either love it or you hate it. And what I'm talking about is broccoli. So many health benefits associated with broccoli. I was talking about fiber, high fiber content, and the kind of fiber that really is so very, very beneficial, really literally like a broom sweeping out mucus, bacteria, kind of debris that has possibly accumulated in your colon. Broccoli is the way to go. But in addition to all of that fiber, lots of other health benefits as well. Broccoli and broccoli extract and broccoli sprouts, there's very significant research about the benefits of the broccoli sprouts combating cancer. So you can get broccoli sprouts and add them to your salad. You can eat broccoli raw or cooked. You still get health benefits either way. When you make some broccoli rabe, that bitter young broccoli, sauteed with high quality olive oil and some garlic, an absolutely delicious side dish to your dinner. And you can even cool it and have it as a salad for lunch the following day. So you make enough for dinner and a little bit left over, and you can have it as part of your salad the next day at lunch. The controversy. Oh, it's so hard to digest. Oh, it makes me feel uncomfortable. I feel bloated and gas, sometimes not a very, very pleasant day after when, for some people, when you've had broccoli. If that's the case, one of the things that you surely should look into is supporting your digestive tract, not only with digestive enzymes so that your upper digestive tract is able to begin to break down the broccoli properly, but also a probiotic for your lower digestive tract so the chemistry is there to allow beneficial components that are found in broccoli. All of the benefits that you may be missing out on if you don't have the capacity to properly digest broccoli. Sulforaphanes, very, very high content of sulforaphanes, and they're part of the picture of how your body is supported in combating changes that ultimately lead to cancer cells developing. Very, very interesting, because broccoli has a substance, the combination of iron and folate, that is supportive of overcoming anemia or supporting the formation of new red blood cells. Then, high sulfur content, that situation where you might be experiencing some gas. The high sulfur content, along with, I mentioned the garlic, of the high sulfur content too, that is medicine for your immune system. If you think that you're vulnerable to colds, flu, whatever virus or bug might be going around, try adding a little broccoli on a regular basis. When you're introducing it, start with very small portions and have those very well cooked. And you might start with a little bit of broccoli soup, and very, very easy to make. A combination, my suggestion would be a combination of vegetable, organic, of course, organic vegetable broth, organic chicken broth, and then a very, very finely chopped broccoli added to that chicken broth. You cover it and simmer it till the broccoli is very well cooked. You could then add other vegetables. It could be, you could even add beans if you wanted to. And that combination, beginning with just very small servings, you're going to get so much benefit. The minerals available in the broccoli, very supportive of bone strength. The antioxidant components, including vitamin C content, very protective of your vision. You're going to have the sulforaphanes, the vitamin C, the minerals, both working on balancing blood pressure, and in that way, it takes a little bit of stress off your heart, so you have high red blood cells content, the ability to carry oxygen and minerals very efficiently. You have the sulfur for your immune system. You have the vitamin C for every cell of your body. You have the fiber to make sure that debris is swept from your colon in a very efficient way. So if you have not liked broccoli up until this point, start with very, very little servings, tiny, tiny, highly chopped amounts, put it in your salad. My suggestion is if you've ever experienced digestive difficulty because of broccoli, start with it being very well cooked. And keep in mind that very well cooked can still be chilled and chopped very fine and mixed into your salad. And I think when you're doing it with other vegetables, you might not experience specific digestive problems because of the broccoli. Okay, here it comes. Another kind of maybe not so popular vegetable. I have so many different recommendations for this particular vegetable, and I can just picture in my mind people kind of wrinkling their noses thinking, oh, I don't know about that. Okay, cabbage is what I'm talking about. You want the best takeaway bit of information about cabbage? 7 ounces of cabbage juice used every day for a week has the capacity to heal ulcers. Oh my goodness. What an incredible bit of information. Dr. John Heinerman has a book about the different specific health benefits of so many different vegetables, and that's one of his recommendations. And I have to say, not everybody is willing to drink cabbage juice, and if you get it fresh, that's wonderful. But if you're not able to get fresh cabbage juice, there's a brand of pre-bottled juices from a company called Biota, and they have sauerkraut juice. Not exactly the same, but does work very, very well. And I do have the clients to support the statement that they've been dealing with ulcers, and the sauerkraut juice on a regular basis or the fresh cabbage juice very significantly healing for ulcers. Cabbage is full of antioxidants, full of vitamin C, and the other thing is iodine. And here's something that so many Americans, unfortunately, they're deficient in iodine. Deficient in iodine because we're showering in chlorinated water, we're consuming water that hopefully has been filtered and the chlorine removed. We're showering in chlorinated water. We're showering and breathing in that chlorine, and it's going into our bodies with the open pores of our skin, and that kind of combats the presence of the iodine and how it's able to function in our body, crucially important for good health. So you're going to work on preventing constipation with the cabbage. And when you prevent constipation, when your digestive system functions properly, then it helps hemorrhoids. And so you're going to have a very comprehensive digestive response to cabbage. And again, people might not necessarily like using it on a regular basis in their diet. How about some red cabbage, very, very finely slivered and sauteed in some organic butter, a little bit of salt and pepper as an underlying vegetable for any, it could be for fish, it could be for meat, it could be for poultry. Absolutely delicious. When you're doing that cabbage, again, if you want to use cabbage as a support for so many different functions in your body, you start start with a, let's say, a quarter of a wedge from a head of cabbage, and very, very finely sliced, tiny, thin little strips. Toss it in with your salad. You won't even know that you're eating it. And if you have had digestive problems with cabbage before, I strongly suggest doing a little bit of cooked cabbage first. When you're ready to go to raw cabbage, what you do is with very, very little tiny slivers, and start with a very small amount in your salad. But wound healing, antioxidant content, supporting normal, highly efficient elimination, protecting your heart, vitamin C, iodine, it's all there and very, very affordable. So many people talk to me about how expensive it is to eat in a health-supporting way. Well, the truth of the matter is, if you begin to introduce these organic vegetables into your diet, you'll find that you're getting away from the processed foods, and it's the processed foods so contaminated with different chemicals that are very, very pricey. But the fresh vegetables that are so easy to introduce into your diet, they're the highest quality organic ones, still turn out to be less expensive than the processed food. Okay, here's one that's very popular. I talk to people all the time about how their diets are going, and invariably lots of people talk to me, particularly in the summertime, about cantaloupe. Okay, again, full of antioxidants. It helps to reduce inflammation. Interesting. It improves insulin sensitivity. So here's something sweet, delicious, and enhances insulin sensitivity. What could be better? So you're enhancing your eyesight with that. The interesting part also, so many people buying so many different supplements to lower cholesterol, possibly even taking medications to lower cholesterol. You want balance to your cholesterol. You want that HDL, LDL, triglyceride picture to be perfect. Here's a delicious way to work on that proper ratio of cholesterol. Cantaloupe. The antioxidants, the vitamin A, actually beta-carotene, the vitamin C, the ability to reduce inflammation helps to minimize those cellular changes that enhance the possibility of developing cancer. So you're supporting how your immune system works. When you reduce inflammation, the effect on your blood sugar, the insulin issue, the immune issue, all of that is a significant plus for your immune system. Again, absolutely delicious and has the vitamin and mineral profile that will help to keep blood pressure properly balanced. So, absolutely delicious. My suggestion is don't overdo it. So if you have a one-quarter wedge of a small to medium cantaloupe, one-quarter in a day would be sufficient. Unfortunately, I talked to lots of different people, and they might have the whole cantaloupe that they cut up and have in the refrigerator and ultimately end up eating the entire thing over the course of the day. All right, another very, very popular one, and I get kind of the same question I get about the beets. And what I'm talking about, carrots. And people say to me, oh, aren't carrots high in sugar? Well, yes, indeed, the carrots do have a sugar content, but you think about how fibrous the carrots are. That fiber combats how the sugar is introduced to your bloodstream. So it's going to be very, very helpful and beneficial. What you're getting is the sugar energizing on a cellular level. You're getting the beta carotene that is so supportive of your vision, the antioxidant content that is supportive of heart and circulatory system. Okay, carrots. Because let's talk about a raw carrot. It's crunchy, something that we're looking for. We want a satisfying crunch in our diet. Okay, so when you're getting the crunch from a carrot, carrot chip, sliced carrot, you're doing so much better than going to a chip or a pretzel or a cracker. So if you're interested in weight loss, you might think about taking a very, very large carrot and slicing it on the diagonal. You can keep them all ready to go in your refrigerator in a covered container with cold water. Take them out and they are crunchy, kind of like a cracker, but so much better nutrition quality. You're going to enhance your weight loss goals. The antioxidant content, once again, on a cellular level, help to prevent those changes that can be part of the development of cancer. That uncontrolled replication on a cellular level that is cancer. And so when your cells are properly nourished, they function in a normal way. Protect your heart, protect your vision, protect your shape, support your weight loss. All of that with carrots. A little bit of carrots, a little bit of beets. You can make shavings, and toss those too in your salad. Absolutely delicious and unbelievably protective and helpful. Carrots have magnesium, another nutrient that so many people, so many Americans, unfortunately, they are deficient in magnesium. So if you want to support skin health, and we all want lovely skin, and we spend so much money on different chemical components that are going to be supporting our skin, here's the carrots, and they're going to be helpful for your skin, your digestion, your heart, your elimination, and your vision. So there you have it, a very, very nice profile of wonderful things to begin adding to your diet, and you will reap the health benefits. Keep in mind, this doesn't happen overnight. It does take a little bit of time to have these nutrients actually accumulate in the cell and make a difference in the different organs and systems of your body so that they are supported and functioning in an optimized way. You've been listening to NaturalDocRadio.com. I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and I hope you got a good bit of information supporting your health listening today. Thanks for tuning in.